You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. When you think of ballet, you probably think of a major company like the Bolshoi Ballet or the New York City Ballet Company. But one dancer from King City in Monterey County is proving you can start in a small town if you have the dedication. Ashley Madrid Oliekna, who started at the Monterey County Dance Theater, was recently invited to dance at the prestigious Kirov Academy in Washington, D.C. KCBX's Lauren Wallachy spoke to her and her first dance teacher about her ballet journey.
Jeanette Harkness is a teacher and artistic director of the Monterey County Dance Theater in King City. From the moment Harkness met Madrid Oliekna, she knew she was exceptional.
I was introduced to the young lady when she was 3.5 years of age. She came in speaking a little bit of Russian and a little bit of Spanish, and her mom said that she wanted her to dance, and Ashley was ecstatic to dance. She wasn't quite sure what the dance involved, but she knew she wanted to do it. So in she comes, and lo and behold, soon the little girl put on her ballet slippers. I knew immediately that she was something special.
But it's not just raw talent. Harkness says it takes a lot of work to get to Madrid Oliekna's skill level.
These students have to give more than people recognize to spend all of those hours and hours and hours to get to the top level.
Harkness says her student had a very full schedule during the pandemic, including virtual sessions with the Kirov Academy.
When she transferred over to independent studies, she was able to take the Kirov program that began our time around 6 a.m. and would go until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then do her independent study, and then come in to take regular dance classes with us.
Madrid Oliekna says support from Harkness enabled her to grow and reach for her goals.
She was probably one of the only people that actually believed. She knew that I was capable, and she pushed me. And probably without her, I probably wouldn't have gotten this far.
Harkness says being invited to dance at the Kirov is an honor, but it's not an easy task.
That atmosphere is intense, but you're surrounded and engulfed inside of this world where the dance is at the highest level. And that's where it becomes the challenge, that highest level to reach for and to be given that opportunity to join the pre-professional program, to be invited to the company. That is a huge honor, and it is rare.
At age 15, Madrid Oliekna sees the world of dance clearly and pushes herself. She recently finished a 3-week dance intensive program in Sacramento, during which she had 2 injuries in her Achilles tendon.
I would just dance through the pain. Like, no matter how horrible it felt, you've got to dance through it. Yeah, I understand. My teacher was like, don't push it as much because you're just agitating your Achilles. But in a sense, even if it was painful, you got to keep dancing because someone might take your spot.
Madrid Oliekna says one of the misconceptions of ballet is that it's a delicate sport, but that couldn't be further from the truth.
Dance is hard. It really is. Some people don't understand. They think it's just pink tutus and prancing and doing skipping and playing with unicorns. But trust me, that's not what dance is. Dance exerts the energy out of you. But I think why dancers love this art form so much is because you just feel so much connection through dancing.
Harkness, who has known Madrid Oliekna throughout her dance career, says she couldn't be more proud to see her students' continued success.
I think for any teacher you could possibly ask, the most important thing is for the child to excel. And to excel at that level is a shared blessing. You just are awestruck and humbled that you have worked with somebody that has that kind of a talent.
For Madrid Oliekna, it's her love and passion for dance that keeps her going despite the challenges.
When I dance, it lets me be very expressive, and I feel so passionate when I dance. Like, it's not just doing it for fun. Like, I'm just so devoted for dance, and I've invested myself all these years just to dance, and it would be such a shame for me to just, quit and give up on something that I put so much hard work into and I love.
Harkness says it's Madrid Oliekna's hard work and determination that has led her to where she is today.
She doesn't know the word no. She just knows that she can achieve if she tries. And that's been her mantra, and she has gone ahead and done that.
And Madrid Oliekna says her ability to achieve was inspired by Harkness and the Monterey County Dance Theater, where she learned to dance in King City. Madrid Oliekna's next goal is to dance every day to stay in shape. She is planning to attend the Kirov Academy in the fall. and Harkness is helping organize fundraisers to raise money for her education. Places to donate will be on our website at kcbx.org. For the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Lauren Wallachy.